the Beis Shmuel in Evin Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin, and the Darkei Moshe in Evin Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin, both quote a very, very fascinating Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen said as follows. Eliyahu Navi, we know, never died. The Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, it's Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihi Hei Moholchem. Eliyahu Hanavi was walking together with his protege, his great disciple, Elisha. Holoich v'daber, and they were talking, v'hinei rechev esh v'susei esh, and then all of a sudden a chariot and horses that were afire came, v'yafridu ben shneim, and it separated Eliyahu from Elisha. V'yal Eliyahu basa'ara hashamay. And then all of a sudden the shtorim came, Eliyahu Hanavi was ve'enenu. He ascended to the shamayim. Klared the Trumas Hadeshen, Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, was she allowed to get married, or was she not allowed to get married? Meaning, was Eliyahu Navi's wife an aguna because her husband disappeared? Or no? Being that he was Allah basa'ara hashamayim, so therefore, she's like a regular almana whose husband dies, and therefore, if she wanted to get married, there's no question she'd be allowed to get married. Trumas Hadeshen cleared the same shayla regarding Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara says, and then the Perek Hamada, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a fascinating story. He added in with the Satan, Kiyodua, and he entered Gan Eden alive. The point is, he never died. So Kled, the Trumas Hadeshen, Eishes Eliyahu, and Eishes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, were they allowed to get married, or were they not allowed to get married? So the Beit Shmuel, the way he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen is as follows. Eishes Eliyahu Anovi, Oy Eishes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Muteres, Deloy Nikras Eishes Ish, Ela Eishes Malach. And the reason is because they're not considered anymore an Eishes Ish, rather they're considered the wife of a Malach. Said the Trumas Hadeshen, V'nafkemino, why does this matter? Im Yiske Ish Kamoisai. If somebody today would be Zoicha to this very, very lofty Madrego, where he too would go Basa'ara HaShomayim, or he would have it in with the Satan somehow, he'd be able to enter Gan Eden alive. So his wife, would she be mutter? Would she be aser? Since said the Trumas Hadeshen that Eishes Eliyahu and Eishes Rabbi Shua ben Levi would be mutter, and the reason is because they're not called Eishes Ish, rather they are called Eishes Malach. So this is Yodua, and the raid on this is also a little bit Yodua, but also a lot of bit not Yodua. So just to talk about this chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen, we'll start the conversation today, and Be'ezu Hashem, we'll pick it up again tomorrow. So the first thing is, the Trumas Hadeshen saying a chiddush, that when it says in the Torah, Eishes Ish, it means that you have to be married to a man, as opposed to married to a malach. And being that Eliyahu Hanavi became a malach, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Trumas Hadeshen is saying, also became a malach, so it comes out, this woman is no longer a regular married woman, and if that's the case, so she'd be free to get married. The Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah Reish Gimel, mutches, that afilu no niach, this drosh of the Trumas Hadeshen, that ishes ish, veloi ishes malach, but that lechura would mean that if a malach wants to get married, the malach shouldn't be able to get married. But Eliyahu Hanavi was married already. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was married already. So Avifel Eliyahu Hanavi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi are already married. How does this drasha work to be mafkia the ishus? Meaning to tell me that you can't get married lechatchila, I got it. But they're married, it's too late. So now later you became a malach. How does that impact the marriage? Azay fek te mechaz chenuch. Sok te mechaz chenuch zei gishmak. Based on a Rashi in Masechta Zivah Mistaf Mem Tes, some of the days that we've spoken about many, many times. We know the halach is that if somebody is ba on a Chayvei Krisus and has a child, the child is a mamzer. If someone tries being Mekadosh a Chayvei Krisus, the Kedushin is not typhus. Rabbi Kiva holds that the same is true for a Chayvei Lavin. If someone has a child with a Chayvei Lavin, the child is going to be a mamzer. If someone tries being Mekadosh a Chayvei Lavin, the halach is the Kedushin is not typhus. Zok the Gemara that although everybody holds Kedushin is not typhus by Chayvei Krisus, Rabbi Kiva holds Kedushin is not typhus by Chayvei Lavin, stating that Hakol Moidim, everybody's Moidim. The Baal Anida, the al ha soita, that the child is going to be a kasha. Meaning, even though if someone's born a nida, he was born a chavi krisos, and if someone's born a chavi krisos and has a child, the child is a mamzer, but if someone's born a nida, the child is going to be kasha. And even though Rabbi Akiva holds that if someone's born a chavi lavin and has a child, the child is going to be a mamzer, and a soita is a chavi lavin, but Rabbi Akiva's might, if someone's born a chavi lavin, on a soita, the halach is a child is going to be a kasha. How do you know that? So the Gemara explains. And Rashi explains the Gemara. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, the Makar is as follows. Because if you would tell me that if someone has a child with a Nida, the child would be a Mamzer, that would mean that if someone tries being Mekadesh a Nida, the Ketushin wouldn't be Taifas. If that's the case, every single time a woman becomes a Nida, the marriage should be terminated. Because to the extent you can't be Mekadesh a Nida, what needs to emerge is that if you become a Nida during the course of a marriage, it should terminate the marriage. Because if Kedusha is not Toifas on a Nida, then becoming a Nida should be Paka to Kedusha as well. The same is true for a Saita. If it's true that if someone is born a Saita, the halacha according to Rabbi Akiva is a child as a mamzer, then every time a woman becomes a Saita, this should be Ois marriage. And we know, of course, that that's not the case. Now, if a woman becomes a Saita, the man has an obligation to divorce his wife, but he has to give a get. That's the point. The point is that the marriage is not terminated. So from the fact that it's not Paka, the Kedushin, by a Nida and by a Saita, that's the raya that it's Toifas the Kedushin. And if it's Toifas the Kedushin, the children are not going to be Kshayim. That's Rashi, Ki Yodua, Mesach Nisiva, Mestaf Mem Tesla Mebez. Sok to Mechaz Chinuch, what do I see in this Rashi? I see that to the extent that you have a situation where Kedushin wouldn't be Toifas, then if that situation would happen after the marriage already was in place, the Kedushin would be Paka. So if that's the case, that's what the Trumas Hadasha means. Trumas Hadasha isn't saying is that a man can get married, a human, a mortal can get married, as opposed to a Malach can't get married. If that's the case, if a Malach would stand under the chuppah and would say, Arei at Mikudesh asleep at the Bazuka das Moshe Yisrael, we would say, no, as a Malach. And a Malach can't get married. Well, if that's the case, then if somebody would become a Malach during the term of the marriage, it would have to be Paka. Based on that Rashi, that anything that is Loi Tofas has to be Paka. Dvarim Neflon. This is what the Mechaz Chinuch says in Mitzvah Reish Gimel. So that's the first thing that we need to address. Again, Pasha, we're trying to go through this methodically. Shumas Hadashin said a Chiddush that Eliyahu HaNavi became a Malach, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi became a Malach, and as a result, their wives were Mutter, Anaya Maisa, Eishes Ish, Veloy Eishes Malach. L'chura, it's very nice that that happened after the fact, but they're married already. Teres is Zokter Mechaz Chinuch, then no, a Vifel Kedusha wouldn't be Teufis with a Malach, Eishes Ish, Veloy Eishes Malach, who and then if somebody would become a Malach later, like happened, in these situations, the marriage would have to be pocket. But there's another kasha. And the other kasha is way more famous. And this kasha, the first person I saw to ask this kasha, was the Mechaz Chinuch's grandfather. Mechaz Chinuch had a very, very famous Zayda who wrote a sefer called Sefer Yehoshua. That's the name of the sefer. The sefer is called Sefer Yehoshua. And in his Sefer Yehoshua, he was the first one to ask this kasha. But it's in the Olam HaYeshivas, it's known as Rabbi Chanan's kasha, and Kovitz Yurim, and Rabbi Chaim Briske's kasha, and stencils. That is that it's mavur in the Gemara that we learned today that eishes ish is koines atzma beget ubemisa sabah. And the Gemara had a whole arichas. How do you know that an eishes ish is koines atzma ubemisa sabah? And the Gemara ended up with makairis. But it's mavur in the sugya that once a woman is married, it's not so poshit that she can suddenly, because her husband disappeared, marry somebody else. We need a limud to teach me that Misa is matter her to go ahead and get married. So if that's the case, Makshim Achroinim, Eliyahu Navi never died. Rabbi Shulman Levi never died. So Avifel, they never died. So L'chayra, there was never a Misa to be matter their wives to be able to get married. Say over the Kasha in a different Nusach, like a sharper Nusach. And that is, that if the Trumas Hadashin is gerecht, that Eishes Ish, V'loy Eishes Malach. So, L'chura, why do I need Limudim in your Kedushin Yud Gimel Amud Beis to teach me that the Koines Atzma B'Misa Zabal? L'chura, typically, if the man dies, she's not an Eishes Ish, right? If, when the man becomes a Malach, so she's not an Eishes Ish anymore, so L'chura, if he dies, also, she shouldn't be an Eishes Ish anymore. So, if that's the case, why then do I need Limudim and why do I need Droshes and Mekoiris to tell me the Koines Atzma B'Misa Zabal? Typically, there's a new drasha, V'loy Eishes Malach. Okay, V'loy Eishes Tameis. Sounds like it's the same thing. In other words, a Meir de Gakasha. The Trumas Hadeshin said that even though Eliyahu HaNavi never died, it doesn't matter. Lamaisa, he's not here anymore. He became a Malach. So she's free to get married. What do you mean? It's not so posh. You see, you need Misa to be Mater. What's the Raya? Because we had a whole Gemara. The first part of today's daf was all about this Indian. That where do you see that Misa is Mater? And if you're going to tell me that HSH V'loy HS Malach is a new Joshua, then L'chaira HSH V'loy HS Tameis, and I shouldn't have needed a new Makar to teach me that Misa is Mater. So Reb Chaim, in stencils, said, Adov HaNifla. said it's muchach from the Trumas Hadesha. He says it's clear, you see from here, that a malach is a stira to Ishus, but a mace is not a stira to Ishus. Meaning, if the husband, Chassan Danan, is a malach, that's a contradiction to a marriage. But if Chassan Danan is dead, that's not a stira to marriage. A malach can't have Ishus, but a mace could have Ishus. That's what Reb Chaim said. It's muchach. And he said it's true. A malach, that's what Trumas Hadeshin said, is a drasha. And even though Eliyahu Navi didn't die, but he became a malach. And a malach itself is a stira to Ishus. And being that Kedushin wouldn't be toifis, mechas chinuch, therefore it has to be paka the minute he became a malach. But the fact that a person becomes a mace, the fact that a person dies, that in and of itself is not muchrach now. That all of a sudden he can't be married. Who said a mace can't be married? You're dead and you're married. It's possible for the two to coexist. And if that's the case, said Reb Chaim, that's part. Dosh day, that a kash and a teretz. Dosh day, though. That being a malach is a stira to being married, but being dead is not a stira to be married. So what's that kipshat that when a person dies, his wife is free to get married? Oh, adrosha. If you're kind of asked for a misab, I would also give. And 19 havaminis, and at the end of the day, two makairis, a hekish and a pos. But the bottom line is that enachanami, a mace could be married. A mace could have issues. But a malach can have issues. It's a very interesting thing. Because really, there's makom then to say that anytime a person dies, maybe really he's married. And his wife is still married. Norvas, I have a miut, I have a chiddush of the koines asma of the misabal, that she's free to marry somebody else. It definitely opens up the potential for some interesting svaras. But also, when a person divorces his wife, there's still a little bit of issues? You think not. Sefer, Karsa, and you have to have Krisos, Dovah HaKaris, Benel, Benel, one of the themes of Masechtas Gittin. L'chura, you would think that Gerushin doesn't allow for there to be any Shirayim of any marriage after the Gerushin. Reb Chaim saying that after a person dies, it could be there is a little bit of marriage. Now, it could be L'fiyah Emes, that V'koynes Atzma B'misabal, you don't have it even. Reb Chaim is only explaining why you needed a Makar to tell me V'koynes Atzma B'misabal. But the bottom line is, this is what Reb Chaim said. To answer this question again. So what's the Trumas Hadeshin? It's Chiddush. Trumas Hadeshin was Mechadesh, that Eliyahu Navi, even though he never died, and Reshuva Levi, even though he never died, their wives were mutter based on Anaya Drasha. And the Drasha is that it says Ish, and from Ish we learn Ish V'loi Malach. So I had a Ha'ara. Just a Pashat Eidel Ha'ara. That is, it's Yadua that someone once sent the Chassam Sofer Shaila. Shaila was that the Gemara in Fashidina Erta discusses Eliyahu Navi, and in the context that Eliyahu Navi is chayv mitzvahs. The two Gemaras that come immediately to mind are Erevin Mem Gimel and Bava Metzia Kuf Yudalet. In Erevin Mem Gimel, the Gemara was discussing a certain person that arrived on Shabbos, and he said over Shev Shmaitza, he said over seven halachas, and was trying to figure out who it was. And the Gemara said it was Eliyahu Navi. The Gemara says, how could Eliyahu Navi have come? He can't go outside the Tchum. And the Gemara says, maybe you see from here, Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, a hard sugya in Masechtas Erevin. But it's before in that Gemara that Eliyahu Navi is obligated to keep the laws of Erevin. The Gemara Bava Metzia Kuf Yudalet discusses Eliyahu Navi was once at the Beis HaKfaris. And one of the Amiram saw him there. And he turns to me and says, is that you, Eliyahu? What are you doing here? Aren't you Pinchas, who was a Kayan? You're not allowed to be in a Beis HaKfaris. And he famously told him that this Beis HaKfaris is Kivrei Akum, and Kivrei Akum made him a Tamim. Odom, Atem Kriyam Odom, and therefore Kivrei Akum, not a Tamim. So you see, Eliyahu Navi is Meshul, but he has to keep Torah Mitzvahs. So the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer a bomb kasha. So we know Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Navi shows up to every single Bris Milah. So he told him, what happens if Eliyahu Navi has a Bris in Eretz Yisrael, and then on the same Shabbos he has a Bris in Lakewood, or he has a Bris in Chicago, and he has a Bris in Los Angeles? How does he go to all the Brisin? L'chaira, he can't go outside the Tchum. And it's a Mefurish Gemara, Erevin Mem Gimel. The Eliyahu Navi couldn't go outside the Tchum. So L'chaira, how's Eliyahu Navi come to all these Brisin? How's he walking outside the Tchum? He has to keep the laws of Tchumen. He said, I'll ask you a better kasha. This is all the Shoyl talking. Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. We have a kosher Eliyahu. Shvoi Chamoscha, we open the door. Tzadikim. Vuzoicha Tegile Eliyahu, Ki Yudua, at the Leila Seder. Eliyahu Navi comes to every single Seder. How's he coming to every single Seder? L'chair, he's inevitably going outside the Tchum. And to the extent that he's going outside the Tchum, Eliyahu Navi can't walk out of the Tchum. This is the question that the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer told him like this. He says, I'm going to tell you your side and make sure you understand this because this is the klal. Chassam Sofer's lashon is Ushmarze. Hitas. Hold on to it. I'm telling you, Yisrael, this is a good nugget, and come back to this. Hafachpa, vafachpa, the kulaba. Whenever you learn the sugya of Eliyahu Hanavi, says the Chassam Sofer as follows. The Chassam Sofer says that there's two dinim in Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, the pasuk says, Vayal Eliyahu basa'ara hashamayim. And it means two things. It means that Eliyahu Hanavi left this world, ubegufay, he entered Gan Eden, like Rabbi Shulban Levi did in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas. But it means something else. Eliyahu Hanavi became a person who was shayach to separate himself from his neshama, and his neshama had the capacity to be oil of the Rakia. And when Eliyahu Hanavi is going to be in the Rakia, he has the ability to be mishores and be serve Hashem mamish ke'echem in amalach. So says the Chassam Sofer, Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was Vayal Basar HaShamayim, he left, but his manifestation from that point forward was able to come into Oifan. Either Begufay or Benishmasa. So says the Chassam Sofer, when Eliyahu Hanavi appears in his guf, he's a regular person, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. When Eliyahu Hanavi appears, Benishmasa, he's a neshama, he's a malach. And anything a malach doesn't have to do, he doesn't have to do either. So says the Chassam Sofer, Erevim Mem Gimel, Eliyahu Hanavi, a person walked into Beis Medrash. He appeared begufa, you b'shleimusa, you b'takva, with the board, with the whole shleimus ha'inyan. Oh, you walked in like this, and now you're a person, you're a person. Yichayv ha'mitzvahs, you can't go outside the tchum. When Eliyahu Hanavi was in the Beis HaKfaris, so he was there begufa, he's chayv ha'mitzvah, he's a kohen, he's not allowed to be metamet to a man. Okay, v'yak, made a metamet. But Eliyahu Hanavi comes to a bris, and when Eliyahu Hanavi comes to the Leila Seder, Zokdei L'chassam Soif, he doesn't come begufa. He comes b'nishmosa, he comes like a malach, he becomes like a malach, he's not chayv ha'mitzvahs, like a malach is not chayv ha'mitzvahs. Says the Chassam Soif, u'shmarze, this is something you have to hold on to, because this is the Yisoid. This is the way you make sense of all the Eliyahu Hanavi sugyas. Eliyahu Hanavi's not tzvei dinim. There's Eliyahu Hanavi begufay, then he's an Adam, and then there's Eliyahu Hanavi b'nishmasay, and when he comes b'nishmasay, in that instance, he's going to be a mouth. So this was the Ha'ara. The Ha'ara was that Shmuel Hadashin says that Eliyahu Hanavi's wife is mutter to get married, even though Eliyahu Hanavi never died. And l'chari yinid misa. The teretz is, it's gevar na malach. And a malach, like Reb Chaim said, is a steerer to issues. And because he's a malach, so there's no issues. So here's the kasha. Hot teinach when he's a malach. What about when he comes back? Now he's not a malach anymore. So if when he comes back, he's not a malach anymore, why doesn't he have issues now? So when he's a malach, fashteyach. But when he comes back, he's not a malach. So if when he comes back, he's not a malach, so then, why don't you say that he should be married all over again? Meaning, if he's chayv in tefillin when he comes back, and he can't go outside the tchum, and he's not be metame to a mace, so he's back. When he's back, he should be chayv in mitzvahs. So I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, what kind of shaila is that? It's pashit. Udekari lo makari lo. What's even the havamina? When he became a malach, he wasn't married. So he came back, okay, so get married again. And Chanami, if Eliyahu Hanavi decides to get married again, he's married again. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila was when Eliyahu Hanavi left Eishes Eliyahu. At that point, was she Mutar Asa, right? That's Pashat the Teretz. But it's not Pashat. It's not Pashat at all. And I'll tell you why. Because the Chidah in his Birkei Yosef, this is all in Simen Yud Zayin and Evan Ezer. So right in the beginning of Simen Yud Zayin, so he has a Shaila. You know the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Dav Zayin Amadeis, that Rabbah and Reb Zera, they pravet Sudas Purim together. And it didn't go so well. How not well? Come Rabbah Shachtel the Reb Zera. Rabbah literally, he slaughtered Reb Zera. Imam, he killed him. And the Gemara says, afterwards he davened, and he had Chesam Esim, and the next year Rabbah invited Reb Zera again for the Suda's Purim, and he said, I'm going to my in-laws this year. I'm going somewhere else. Maybe it's not such a good idea. But the bottom line is that's the Gemara Ki Yudua Masechtas Megillah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis. So Kled, the Chidah, in his Birkei Yosef, when Reb Zera came back, after he got Chesam Esim, did he have to be Mekadosh's wife again? Or did he not have to be Mekadosh's wife again? In other words, was she right now mutter as an almana, the koinus atzma b'misabal? Or maybe no, being that he came back, so igloy milsa, this wasn't your traditional misa, right? What's misa? And kemois kaladon, the pasuk says, this is not kemois kaladon, this is not regular misa, because he came back, and avifali came back, so it could be over here. It could be over here, it's going to be different. So the Chidah says, I have a raya. A raya niflah. Based on a sugya in Perek Misha Achzu, and really an inyan that came up a lot in the end of Masechtas Gittin. So otherwise, maybe I wouldn't go into it, but we just learned it, and it's very, very fast anyways. The Gemara discusses that a man gives his wife a get. Hareza giteich imloy basi mikan va'ad yud beis chodesh. I'm divorcing you, but I only want to get to be chal if I don't come back within 12 months. Old school to prevent aguna shaylas, etc. So, what happens if he dies during the Yud Beis Chodesh? He died. 3 months in, he died. So you know he's not coming back, right? So, is she mutter right now already? Meaning, do we say that for sure the get is going to be in the sky? I mean, as a result, we look at her as a grusha, or we don't look at her as a grusha. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. In the Yerushalmi says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Yomar, Rabbi Yossi says, Asur Linase. This woman can't get married. She has to wait out the 12 months. Says, why does she have to wait out the 12 months? Ani Yomar, because I'm concerned, Nasu Wei Nisim V'chaya. I'm concerned that maybe this man is going to have Tchias HaMesim. And if he's going to have Tchias HaMesim, so it's going to come out that he's back, he's going to show up, he's going to walk through the door. Meaning you're assuming he's not coming back. You don't believe in miracles? Maybe a miracle's going to happen. And because if a miracle happens, he will show up. If he'll show up, he's going to be fine. Faith the Chidah, very nice. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he died. So if he died, for sure she's mutter. She's mutter mamanavshach. She's mutter either because she's a grusha, she's mutter because he died. How could you say asur linase because he might come back? Who cares if he comes back? So the chidah vice dies, that if a man dies, and then he has tchias hameisim, and he shows up, the halach is that she's no longer kainas atzma, but misabal. And the emes is, the chidah goes right, he says, even though in the Bavli you don't find this, there the Gemara looks at it differently. He says, it's yitachin, not because the Bavli had a fundamental difference in how you understand the kainas atzma, misabal. Probably the Bavli held, what are the chances that nasol nisim v'chayah? And it says, atilu rameir was chayish l'meyuta, but meyuta de meyuta, we know he's not chayish for. So again, the Bavli didn't reckon with it, not because of the lumdis of all this raid. He didn't reckon with it because, I hear he died. What are the chances he's coming back? You're going to tell this woman she can't get married because maybe he's going to come back. Oh, but in the Yerushalmi, it's Muchacha Yisoy Godol. The Yisoy is, it's Nasol and Nisa V'chaya, that if he would come back, now all of a sudden she doesn't have the hetter to get married. So Zok the Chidah, that's what Chidah says. He said, based on this Yerushalmi, I think it's Pasha to me that Reb Zeira's wife, as soon as Reb Zeira came in, she was not anymore an Almana. She was married again. He died. It's true he died. And as long as he was not alive at that point, she was free to get married. But the rega he came back, now all of a sudden there's no more v'kainas atzma v'misaba. So here's the ha'ara. The ha'ara is, if that's the case, so why is it so poshit that with Eliyahu HaNavi it wouldn't work that way? Why is it so poshit that Eliyahu HaNavi, who is a malach, yet when Eliyahu HaNavi comes back and he's melubish ka'adam, and the Chassam Sofer says at that point he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, literally like an ish, so maybe now he should be married again. So ain't a chenami when Eliyahu HaNavi was a malach. So good, at that point he's not here. But why is Eliyahu HaNavi coming back different than Reb Zeira coming back? And when Reb Zeira came back, even though the Mishnah says v'koynes atzma, right, this is Chazal's drasha, v'koynes atzma b'misabah. Yeah, but when he comes back, he comes back. And as it relates to the Chumash Hadeshin's Rosh, over there it's going to be different. So Kamuv and Yesh L'chalik, we're going to leave it with this Kasha, and Ezra Hashem will come back tomorrow. Again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is Chumash Hadeshin, said, I'm Plaum Chiddish, that Eishin's Ish, V'loy Eishin's, Malach, L'chura, Eliyahu HaNavi, the Chassam Sofer, was Megalitas and Chelik Vav, is Pamim Ish and Pamim Malach. So isn't there makom to say that when he comes back and he's an ish, maybe then he should be married all over again? You tell me, what do you mean? It was nifka the ishos. The minute he became a malach, there was ois ishos. Why is it different than Reb Zeira? That when Reb Zeira died, even though she was kainas asma b'mitz sabal, but when he came back, he's married again. It's a mefurish l'chidah. It's simen yitzayin. He brings from the knesak da'ilam. And this is all the da'ilach right. All seem to think that this is the way it is. So if that's the case, why is it so posh that these two things are different again? Yesh liyashiv shaneimol, but I want to leave it as a kasha. But just to end, it's interesting. Chumash Hadeshin says that he's discussing this shiloh. Why is Chumash Hadeshin talking about this? So he says, I'm talking about this. Again, Chumash Hadeshin is it's not machshava, it's not pilpul, it's not raid bites, right? Chumash Hadeshin is aloch lemaisos. So he said, why am I discussing this? So Chumash Hadeshin said, because if somebody would be zoichet azam adrega, You have to know halacha lemay. What if a rav comes, a woman comes with my husband, when basar hashamayim, and I want to know what to do, right? There's eidim b'stami you'd have to have, but whatever it is, lemaisa, right? Eidechad is neman by such eidosisha, I'm not sure. Lemaisa, it's halacha lemay. So this is what he said. So what just came to mind is that Yitzhudua, the Chacham Tzvi, has a shayla, and he wrote a tshuva on this shayla, whether a goylem is mitzdarif to a minyan. Chacham Tzvi says that he had a grandfather who lived in Chelem. I always say, I also had a grandfather that lived in Chelem. But Chacham Tzvi had a Zayda whose name was Rebbe Leo Michelem. And the Chacham Tzvi Zayda once made a Goylem. And Chacham Tzvi wrote a tshuva. He says, if you have nine people, you need a tzeinte. Could you call the Goylem and tell the Goylem, come in, you want to be a tzeinte? You want to be a mitzdar? Could a Goylem count for a minyan or not? And he has a tshuva. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tefila brings the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "I am Shalos Shuvos Chacham Tzvi, and it's topic. If a goyim counts for me, it doesn't count for me." I once heard, "Why did the Mishnah Brura bring this?" It's a pelef and azach. Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim was very careful what made the cut to be in Mishnah Brura. It's halacha lemaisa, mamish 20th century halacha lemaisa. So why would the Chafetz Chaim have brought it? So I once heard somebody said that the Chafetz Chaim wanted in part emuna, that he wanted the Yid to understand, Amoldu with Tzadikim, they were able to, it was like an opportunity to give the Yid a little Amuna, that he could make a Goylem. So obviously, if you saw someone make a Goylem, I think it would solve a lot of, right? You'd be blown away. So, a Poshin to give a Chizik, to give a Amuna. But the Maisa, you see from the Chumash Hadeshen, Chumash Hadeshen had a Hasog in his times, that it's Shaykh for a person to be Olah Basar HaShamayim. You know, we don't think that this is possible, but the Chumash Hadeshen, whose Hasogas of Eliyahu, not Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, were a lot bigger than ours, he thought it was not something that was Shaykh. Halacha l'maisa, he writes beforeish. So I'm telling this to you, halacha l'maisa. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim Elvis was halacha l'maisa. Yeah, we're katnei aseichel, and in our katnes hamoichin, we can't fathom how would Shaykh somebody be able to make a goyim. But the Chafetz Chaim, was erst gewesen am Mauer geuchet, the Chafetz Chaim had verstanden a bissel. Maybe he had a sog in what is Shaykh, but the bottom line is, Chumash Hadeshen is handling halacha l'maisa, ish des Elio, halacha l'maisa. What would be if someone came with a shayla like this today? And the Chafetz Chaim, l'chayra, poshiv shayla, is discussing halacha l'maisa. What would be if somebody makes a goylem? Mama, you mamish in shul, you're davening mincha mayrev, and you're going to call the goylem. He should be the tzaintah. Could be, it's something that's halacha l'maisa. It's definitely something to think about. Ezer Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow.